Well, Honor, many thanks for that excellent reading. And in our talk this morning, it would be a great help to have some of the children and young people a little closer at the front. So if you're at primary school or if you're at preschool and would like to come and help me, make your way and you can sit in the pews here, and we're going to put some cushions down for you on the floor as well. So please do come forward. I've got some cushions back here. Christine, maybe you could lay these out. Well done, folks. And if you are near the front, there's going to be some things for you to do to help me, which might be quite exciting. Now, have you ever noticed how often a star is used to mark out something special? Very often, the symbol of a star is used to show that something is very good. So when I was at school, they used to use gold star stickers like this to show that a piece of work was very good. And I think in some schools, still today, they use gold stars to mark out excellent work. Now also, if someone is a very good actor in films, their name can also be marked with a star. So here we are. This is from the floor in Hollywood in America, where if you're very good in films, they put a star around your name, like Walt Disney here, and you're called a film star. Now, one more example of stars used to mark out special things, and I was testing Christine and Peter on this earlier. In cricket, if you go to a cricket match, you see the two team sheets like this, and one person on each team is marked with a star. Can anyone call out what does it mean if they're marked with a star? They're the captain. Exactly right. Yeah, they're marked with a star to show that they're the captain of a team. Very often a star is used to mark out something or someone very special. Well, it's around this time of year that we remember the visits of the wise men to see Jesus. And these wise men saw a star. Adults, by the way, the word star used in our reading from Matthew's Gospel, it can refer to anything that shines in the sky. A star, a meteor, a planet. Whatever it was, God was marking out this baby as someone very special. The wise men saw the star, they went on their long journey, and when they saw Jesus, they realized he was the best thing they had ever seen. We're told in our reading they were overjoyed, they bowed down and worshipped him, and they gave him their gifts. Well, this morning, I want to let the letters of the word star, which you might be able to see behind me, stand for four things that Jesus came to do. And as we journey following the star, looking at the four letters, I hope we too will see reasons to share in the joy and worship of the wise men. So this Jesus, marked out by a star, what did he come to do? Well, who would like to help me pull the first string? Yes, Arthur, you can do the first one. Up you come. Now, I'm hoping we're going to have four different helpers as we go through, but Arthur, you're the first helper, and I want you to pull on this string, quite gentle to start with. Let's see what happens. Go on, pull. Keep pulling. Oh, now you can take your seat again. Well done. You can do the next one for me in a second, Isla, but sit down for now. This baby, marked by a star, he came to save. In the reading just before this one, Joseph is told, you're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Mankind's rejection of God as we turn away from him and choose to live our own way without him, it's so serious that God had to send his own son to save us from our sins. And the visit of the wise men shows us that he came to save people from all over the world. So here's my map of the world. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem here. And the wise men, well, all we know is they came from the east. Did they come from Australia, wise men? Probably not. Most people think they came from Persia or Iran in the east here, but they came from the east anyway. But the fact that these wise men came from such a long way away shows that Jesus came to save people from all over the world who would put their trust in him. And not only that, grown-ups, these wise men, they were probably sorcerers and astrologers. Now, if Jesus can reach even them, sorcerers and astrologers as they were, it shows he can reach anyone, whatever way of life they've been involved in. So he came to save. He came to give his life for our sins, that we can be forgiven, made friends with God, and made ready for heaven at last. And still today, he saves people from all over the world, from Africa, from Iran, from China. And he saves people from all walks of life, from people who've been embroiled in obvious crime, just from people who've lived lives of selfishness and pride without God. He brings forgiveness to all who will receive him. He came to save. So the encouragement is to ask him and to go on asking him to be our saviour. Well, what else did this baby marked out by a star come to do? Who's going to help me next? Isla, is it you? Would you like to help me with the next string? Would you like to? Yeah, come on up. We're going to see what else he came to do. You saw what Arthur did. You've just got to pull on this string. To start with, quite gentle. A bit harder. Oi! It worked. Fancy that. Okay, you can go and sit down again. Thank you for your help. Not only did he come to save, he also came to teach. To teach us how to please God from now on. In verse 4 of our reading, if you have it in the order of service, Herod asked the teachers of the law for advice. Now, these teachers were some help, but Jesus grew up to be a teacher far greater than they. Now, I have here a picture of a teacher. You might think to yourself, what makes a good teacher? I'm not going to ask you to call out because we've got some of our teachers here. But what makes a good teacher? Well, they explain things clearly. They're interesting to listen to. But one of the marks of a good teacher is that they show you in their own life what they're telling you to do. So they tell you to write neatly, and then they show you their own neat writing. They tell you that a candle goes out without air, and then they show you a candle without air going out. Well, Jesus was a teacher like that. He always showed in his own life what he was telling other people to do. So he told us to be kind to all, and then you see him spending time with the needy, even touching the lepers. He told us to be humble, then you see him washing the disciples' feet. He told us to pray, then you see him taking time alone with his Father in heaven. He told us to forgive our enemies, and then you see him on the cross praying, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. Please notice that these attitudes that Jesus taught and lived are the exact opposite of the attitudes we've seen from those who committed those terrible attacks in Paris this week. He is the best teacher ever, tells us how to live, and shows us in his own life. It's wonderful that at Sunday Club, at Pathfinders on Sunday, we can hear Jesus' teaching. But the challenge is, do we think about his teaching back at home, at school, and at work during the week? He came to save, and also he came to teach. Well, let's keep following the star and see what this baby came to do. Who will pull the third? Will you help me with the third string? You've seen the other two. Let's see if it works this time. Come up. This is the one for you to pull. Now, don't get a fright, because hopefully when you pull it, something's going to fall down. Okay? Tug, 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 tug. Hey, well done you. He came to abide. Now, this is an old-fashioned word. It means he came to live with us forever. Verse 6 of our reading, we see a prophecy from the Old Testament book of Micah about the ruler who will come from Bethlehem. Let me read verse 6 and hear how this ruler is described. It says, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Jesus is a shepherd. Now here's a picture of a shepherd in those days. Can you see that? That's a picture of a shepherd. Now, in those days, a shepherd used to live with his sheep. Day and night, he would stay with the sheep to help them, to feed them, to protect them, to guide them. How nice it must have been for the sheep to know that their shepherd was always living with them. Well, in the same way, Jesus came to live with his people forever. In the challenges we face this week, as followers of Jesus, he's with us to help us. And we can ask him to help us live out his teaching, being kind and humble, praying, loving our enemies. Doesn't mean it's easy, but he's with us to help us. He came to abide, to live with his people forever. Well, there's one more letter in the word start. Do you mind, Kylie? Come and help us. Thank you. Now, you'll see how hard you have to pull. I haven't tried it myself. It's kind of medium. Go on. Yeah, well done. Thank you very much. Well done. Yeah. He came to rule. Now, in verse 2 of the reading, the Magi, or wise men, ask, "Where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Jesus was born a king. He came to rule. Now, his use of power is so different from what we normally see in the world. Jesus used his power to serve other people. When he was mocked at his trial with a purple robe and a crown of thorns, he didn't retaliate. In a way, he came to be mocked and to give his life to save us. And he used his power to set people free, to make the weak strong, to make people whole. But he did come to rule. And that means if we invite him into our lives, we must invite him in as king. We can't invite him in as our assistant or our butler. No, he must come in as our king to be in charge. And that's what King Herod couldn't stand. He wanted to be king. He wanted to be in charge of his life and the country. And so he plotted to get rid of the real king, Jesus. And still today, people make Herod's mistake. They're interested in Jesus, yes, but not as their king. They want to be in charge of their relationships, their money, their time, and not Jesus. But the mark of the Christian still today is that we lay our whole lives before Jesus and say, "Be king of every part. Show me how to live as you would like." So he came to rule, to be in charge of our lives. Now, when the wise men found Jesus, they were overjoyed. They bowed down and worshipped him, and they gave him their gifts. There was one boy in a school nativity service a long way from here who said that the wise men gave three gifts: gold, Frankenstein, and But we know better than that. They gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But what can we give to Jesus, who was marked out with a star when he was born? Well, we can give him our hearts, our whole lives. He came to save, so let's ask him to be our savior. He came to teach, so let's remember his teaching, not just here, but back at school, back at work, back at home. He came to abide, so let's ask for his help as we face challenges. And he came to rule, so let's lay our whole lives before him, for him to be in charge. The wise men worshipped him with great joy. May the same be true for us. Amen. And thank